From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The Baghdad Green Zone has been stormed. Supporters of Iraq's Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have stormed the Iraqi parliament after entering Baghdad's government-controlled Green Zone. A Saturday session of parliament to approve members of a new government had been called off for lack of a quorum earlier in the day. Edward Uranian has more for VOA from Cairo.
Hundreds of mostly young Muqtada Sadr supporters chanted and waved Iraqi flags inside parliament after breaking through barriers into the government-controlled Green Zone. The move came after Sadr criticized Iraqi leaders for opposing efforts to impose government reform. He says that Iraqi politicians are ready to create a civil war to protect their positions, and he warned that a popular uprising or revolution would take place to put an end to corruption in the government. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Syrian government warplanes and helicopter gunships launched new airstrikes Saturday on insurgent-held neighborhoods in the northern city of Aleppo. The fresh violence comes as the International Committee of the Red Cross warns that the intensification of fighting brings millions of people closer to a humanitarian disaster. Contested Aleppo, Syria's largest city and former commercial center, has been the scene of intense shelling and air raids over the past 9 days that killed nearly 250 civilians, according to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is heading to Switzerland for talks on Syria. VOA News. Kenya's president set fire to thousands of elephant tusks and rhino horns on Saturday, destroying a stockpile that would have been worth a fortune to smugglers and sending a message that trade in the animal parts must be stopped. Plumes of smoke rose as the flames took hold of tusks piled up in the game reserve on the edge of the capital, Nairobi, destroying 105 tons of ivory from about 8,000 animals, the biggest ever incineration of its kind. President Uhuru Kenyatta dismissed those who argued Kenya, which staged its first such burning in 1989, should instead have sold the ivory and the ton of rhino horn, which by some estimates would have an illegal market value of $150 million. He said Kenya instead is making a statement that for us, ivory is worthless unless it is on our elephants.
Poaching and trafficking in wildlife is now a branch of international crime. The fight against it will be won by alliances across nations and continents. The first step must be closer cooperation, especially among the states that hold Africa's remaining elephant herds.
Kenya, in fact, is seeking a total world ban on ivory sales when the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora meets in South Africa later this year, as poaching poses an increasing risk to the species. Hounded by large groups of protesters, U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump had to alter his movements in the U.S. Pacific Coast state of California. Trump and his security team abandoned their vehicles Friday after protesters blocked the road leading to the California Republican Party's annual convention south of San Francisco. Trump later explained his journey to the audience waiting inside.
We went under a fence and through a fence and, oh boy, I felt like I was crossing the border, actually. You know, it's true. I was crossing the border, but I got here.
Trump has attracted large demonstrations over the past 2 days in California, a state that could play a crucial role in determining the Republican nominee for the November election. White House officials say important progress is being made toward implementing President Obama's proposals to reduce gun violence. Earlier this year, the president called for more coordinated action by governments to improve background checks on gun buyers. Obama also wants the use of technology to develop so-called smart guns that would make it difficult or impossible for unauthorized users to fire them. Thousands of people in the U.S. are killed yearly as a result of gun violence. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.